and he was sure of another thing, too. He didn't begin to know what item or items among this collection of artifacts would help him and Obi-Wan get off Zagula before they starved to death, nor could he tell which one was affecting the Jedi. Probably Obi-Wan could. So he had to come in here. He had to see this for himself. If I can reach him, if I can help him come back. Abruptly aware he'd been in the temple for a long time, Bail turned away from inspecting the last alcoves and hurried outside to the real world to make sure Obi-Wan was all right. The Jedi hadn't moved, hadn't died. He still lay on his back, eyes open but unresponsive. His torn flesh had stopped bleeding. All the blood on his tunic and leggings was dried stiff and dark red. Grunting, aware of every muscle, every joint, Bail eased himself to kneel on one knee beside him and again touched his shoulder. Obi-Wan, Obi-Wan, I can't do this. I'm not a Jedi. You need to come back. You need to do your job. Nothing. Was he even dreaming anymore? It didn't seem so. He seemed empty. All his intelligence fled, and the oddly polite, unconscious arrogance with it. The wit, the dry humor, just a shell left. A drift of conversation, a memory to make him smile. You know, Bail, it occurs to me that you're wasted in the Senate. With a punch like that, you'd make a killing in the ring. Sorry, I needed to get your attention. Sorry. Sorry. On a deep, indrawn breath, Bail backhanded Obi-Wan's face. Once. Twice. Loud, cracking blows that rolled the Jedi's head on the ground. Nothing. He couldn't keep on hitting the man. He might end up doing irreparable damage. Reluctantly, with a rising horror, Bail looked at Obi-Wan's damaged knee. It was swollen now, the torn flesh puffy and raw. He'd walked on it, climbed on it, but it was possible the patella had been cracked. If he punched it, I can't do that, it's sick. But Obi-Wan had done it, hadn't he? Used the pain to drown out the Sith's relentless voice? Used it to spur himself up the ravine? He couldn't punch that injured leg, couldn't. But he could lay his hand on it, gently, and maybe, possibly, squeeze. Lost in the darkness, lost in despair, Obi-Wan feels his spirit wandering, adrift. Not sundered from his body quite yet, but soon. He has lost the light and lost his purpose. Someone, somewhere, wants him to die. He wants to deny their desire, but he's cold, so cold. And then, something changes. A point of heat, a point of pain. His body is hurting, and that means he's alive. Someone is shouting, and the darkness recedes. Wake up, Vape You! I can't keep doing this! Wake up, Obi-Wan! Do you hear me? Wake up! His knee was on fire. Someone was punching it, pinching it, hurting him. With an effort, he rolled over and said, Leave me alone. Obi-Wan! He dragged his eyes open. Was this a rooftop? Where was Anakin? He'd crashed his city bike, hadn't he? The temple transport droid would be displeased. And then he remembered. There was no Anakin. There was only the Sith. He was lying on the cold dirt of Zagula, and that was Bail Organa's gaunt, bloodied, and bruised face above him. What a sight!